This is NBC News Radio.
Diversified radio station on the dial, AM 1050, KCAA.
Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Smart Health Talk, and we're on every Thursday at 4 o'clock, so I hope you'll remember us next Thursday as well, and that you're going to stay tuned for our entire show today, because we have some things that you're probably not going to want to miss. And yes, Halloween is right around the corner, and we are all about trying to green our lives and get some of the artificial junk foods and those kind of things out so that we're not saturating our bodies with all of those high fructose corn syrup and artificial chemicals and flavors and colors. So how do we do that? How do we achieve that at Halloween when all you see is candy everywhere you look? Well, there's actually lots of different things that we can do to make it a more green Halloween. And we are going to have the expert on today that knows all about how to do that. Her name, she's from greenhalloween.org, and her daughter have been putting all of this information together for years. And we are going to have lots of tips for you that is going to help to save you money. And it's going to give you different kinds of ideas on things that you can do with your kids. We're going to talk about safety and lots of other things related to Halloween. So that's going to be happening in about 15 minutes. So please don't leave for that. In the meantime, you and I get a chance to have a little talk here, because I wanted to share with you, first of all, my motivation for wanting to have Corey on the show today from Green Halloween. And if any of you have looked at the side ingredient of a candy wrapper lately and seen all of the type of ingredients that you get in there, maybe you'll understand some of the motivation that I have for wanting to bring you this information. And we also have been working really hard on a new section of our website. And actually, if you go to our website right now, smarthealthtalk.com, you'll see that there is a green jack-o'-lantern on the front. And if you click that, it's going to actually take you to a whole section that I have not seen anywhere else on the Internet on all of these different treat suggestions that you can use for Halloween. Now, these are some of my very favorite products. Most of them I've tasted at least once. And I know that they're excellent products. I've researched the background of them as well. And I think most everything on the list is non-GMO. Almost every single thing except one product, which they do make with some organic ingredients and is certified non-GMO, it was these incredible chocolate wafers from Europe. And I had to include those on there. But there's all kinds of, like, different kinds of candies. Like, we had Yummy Earth on the show last week. And, of course, we have all their products, their lollipops, which are sold in 30 countries. These are organic lollipops, no high fructose corn syrup in there. They're vegan, gluten-free, everything you could ask for. And we have them on there. But we also have many, many other products that we have searched high and low to find. We'll have complete links to those on where you can go to their website, or if you want to go shopping and buy them, we'll have links to that too to make it easy for you. But right now, at least we have all of the different product names up there and pictures of them so you guys can get an idea of it. A lot of these products actually have like single serving little bites, like chocolate bites or bug bites is what some of them are called, minis. Even like the Ver mints, which are a really nice little mint, you can get the little tiny packets of them, and they're perfect. They're perfect for trick-or-treaters. And, I mean, it's something that you can feel really good about, that you're not pushing all of this high fructose corn syrup and things like that. You're not pushing those on trick-or-treaters. And, yeah, we all, you know, maybe they are like just a little bit more expensive, but most of them like Yummy Earth. I think he said it came out to maybe like 20 cents a lollipop, a little bit over 20 cents. So these are also really economical. And just to spend a few dollars more knowing that, you know, there's no high fructose corn syrup in there or artificial anything, to me, it's worth it. And plus, this is actually, I look at Halloween as an opportunity to maybe even inspire other parents and kids to start thinking about maybe some of these other alternative brand choices that you can get for treats for your kids for year round. And, you know, what if they see it, you know, all the parents, you always go through your kids' bag when they bring home their candy. And so while the parents are going through there, they're going to be looking at all these different candies, and you've slipped something in there that maybe they never heard of or even considered giving to their child before. And maybe you actually kind of get their curiosity up. And next thing you know, they're looking it up on the internet and finding out that, hey, this is actually like a pretty good product. And maybe I should, you know, try buying this for my child every once in a while. So I look at Halloween as an opportunity to get in people's, well, not people's, but the, you know, your trick-or-treaters, of course, to get in their trick-or-treat bag and actually get in front of those parents. And who knows? You know, this you might actually change somebody's life in the process. So please go to our website, smarthealthtalk.com, and look for the green jack-o'-lantern. Click that. And we're going to be adding a couple more pages to go along with that. We're going to be letting you know, like, which candies do have GMOs in them, and so which brands to look to try to avoid while you're shopping for candy. And then we can also we're going to have some other information on, like, why you would even want to avoid high fructose corn syrup. You know, this is something that has become so saturated in almost everything that we eat. It's a cheap form of sugar. That's why they use it. It's cheaper than sugar. And they put it in everything. And it's hard to get away from it unless you're just, you know, buying, like, organic foods for one thing. You know that once you have that you're good. And then also, you know, so that you could maybe, like, even share with your friends, you know, the information. So when they come over and the other kids are at your house for a party or something like that, you know, you have these kind of things around, and especially if you're having a party and you're going to have a bunch of parents over, you know, and then they see the kids eating these things and they're enjoying them. And next thing you know, you've influenced a whole group of parents. So, I mean, there's going to be lots of different applications for our snack list year round that we're having. It's right now where it's the Halloween treat list, but after Halloween, it's going to become the organic healthy snack list. So, I know that everyone is always looking for healthy snacks that they can give their kids. And it, you know, you go into a regular store, and to tell you the truth, most of what's in there, I would not choose to feed my child or any other child. It just doesn't meet my standards, and I can have standards because there are other alternatives. If there weren't, you know, then it'd be like, yeah, I guess we're stuck with that, but we're not. We have the freedom to choose other things. I just wanted to share with you briefly, before we have to cut to break and we're going to go to our guests, hopefully. I went to UCLA yesterday and went to a big sustainability conference with Seedstock, and that's S-E-E-D, Seedstock. And you can go and check them out, too, online if you want. And these people were incredible. It was so inspiring. We had all of these people there that their main goal is to try to figure out how to get pesticides out of our foods, how to get GMOs out of our foods, how to utilize all of our resources more effectively so that we can eat organic at a price that everyone can afford. So So one of the things that I thought was the most interesting is a guy is actually going around collecting all the garbage, all the food garbage from hotels and all kinds of places. He's making a juice out of it. And then that he just takes like some soil and they have like this big thing that's got a net over it. And they just feed it with this juice that they make from all of the organic, well, you know, like food scraps and things like that. All the garbage. They're collecting from all these different places, and they're growing all kinds of other produce from that. Instead of putting it in a landfill where it does nothing, they're actually turning into food. And I thought, wow, that's inspiring. That's what we need to help feed the world and to make organic possible for everybody. So, okay, so anyway, that I wanted to give Seedstock a little plug there because I thought it was an incredible sustainable agriculture event, and it just showed what people are capable of and what we can really do. You know, we can do this, everyone. We can all live without pesticides, GMOs, and all these other things. We can start to eat healthier, all of us, and afford it as well. And with the brilliant minds that were there, I'm very inspired. Okay, we're going to be cutting a break, everybody, and we're going to be coming back. We're going to be talking about how to have a green Halloween and all kinds of suggestions that will hopefully save you money and make it a little bit healthier this Halloween. So please stay tuned.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
Hey everybody, it's Deuce from Clark's Nutrition and Natural Foods Market. Have you ever noticed that the word change is found in the word challenge? We have, and that's why we have the highest trained and most understanding staff around. They will assist you in picking out the freshest produce, finding the perfect supplement, or figuring out which cereal has the most fiber. Whatever you need to turn your challenges into change. Clark's, changing the way you shop for health day by day.
Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
You're listening to Smart Health Talk, and we are here today to talk about Green Halloween. Now, I bet a lot of you have not even, like, thought about Green Halloween and what all that means, but we're going to talk about it today, and you're going to learn about it because we have an expert on this subject, and I mean, this woman has really put a lot of thinking into it. And she has been working for her and with her, with your mother. Isn't that right, Corey, with your mother? Corey?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I was asking, you worked with your mother on the book, right?
That's right, yep. She has been instrumental since the beginning. I thought up the idea of Green Halloween, and she's been there every step of the way, and we wrote our book together as well.
Okay, everyone. Well, we're talking to Corey. It's Colwell Lipson, and the book that she is talking about is called Celebrate Green, Creating Eco-Savvy Holiday Celebrations and Traditions for the Whole Family. And I'm sure that Halloween is included in your book, and, you know, just to, you know, put a book that included all the holidays and how to be more eco-friendly. I mean, you must really put a lot of thinking into this.
Yeah, we did and we didn't. I mean, many of the ideas in the book come from the way that I celebrated holidays and family celebrations when I was a child. My mom says they used to call her cheap, now they call her frugal, and or now they call her green, whichever way you'd like to see it. And when I grew up, you know, we just didn't have a lot of money to spend on a lot of various aspects of holidays, so the idea was sort of people over things and how much fun can we have together without buying a thing. So when we wrote the book, we filled its pages with many of these types of ideas and inspirations that are based on these types of ideas, and then, of course, put in some fresh twists and current ideas. And we really could have written 50 books on the subject. It was very, very hard to edit it. But we had so much fun, and it's all based on the ideas that we came up with for the Green Halloween Initiative.
And explain that to us.
Well, the Green Halloween program started in Seattle, where we are, in 2007. And it was a complete accident, Elaine. It's a really great example of be careful what happens when you have an idea. in a good way, it just exploded. But it was completely unintentional. And in 2007, if you recall, you know, everyone was greening up their daily lives. People were embracing recycling and carpooling and cutting down on printing out emails and that type of thing. But at the time, the prevailing attitude was, but don't touch my holidays and celebrations. I mean, I'm going to go green, but, you know, it stops there. I mean, I'm going to keep my family traditions. I can't imagine having fun. Nothing's going to taste good. It'll be too expensive. So I came up with this idea, and it was to really create a cultural shift around Halloween, and Halloween kind of being the poster child of holidays that could use a makeover. And honestly, I had no idea if it would stick. So I put the idea out there originally to the Whole Foods in my area where I shop, Whole Foods Market. And I proposed a couple ideas to the manager. And really my idea was for them to embrace some of the concepts that I was bringing so that they could essentially keep people from walking out their doors. Because back then in 2007, if you shopped at any natural retailer, they practically had signs that said, we can't serve you for Halloween here. Go shop, spend your money someplace else. So I thought that was really odd, and I had some ideas for them. And when we were done with the meeting, they said, you know, we think you have something here, and we'll get behind you if you want to start something in the community. So that was the year that Green Halloween, as a nonprofit grassroots initiative, was born. And by the following year, we had received hundreds and hundreds of emails from people all across the country saying that they had heard about Green Halloween in the media and what we were doing in Seattle, and asked us if we could grow the initiative nationwide. So we did. And this is the sixth year. We're now reaching over 1 million people in person at Green Halloween events all across the country. We have national brand partners. And this is actually a big year for me, Elaine, because it's kind of like my baby going off to college, because Green Halloween is now a program of a organization that I'm sure you know very well called Green America. They used to be called Co-op America, and Green Halloween is now operating under their wings. So it's grown quite a lot, and it's got a lot more growing to do, and it's just really exciting to see how families across the U.S. have just really embraced the whole concept.
Well, you probably didn't hear me talk in the beginning, but I propose, you know, Halloween is actually an opportunity to get in people's bed. You know, the kids come around trick or treating with their little trick or treat bag. And, you know, for those of us that are kind of ahead of the curve, mm-hmm. We have maybe a little bit more experience on what's the healthier choices, we understand about high fructose corn syrup and GMOs and pesticides and all that, where maybe other parents haven't had the opportunity to learn those things.
Mm-hmm.
I was working really hard. You'll have to go check it out on our Smart Health Talk website. You inspired me to do something I've been wanting to do for a long time, and I've been to so many food shows. I've really had an opportunity to try a lot of different things, and I know some of the stuff that's out there and how great it is. And so put a bunch of treats together on our website, the ones that I would recommend.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, just to have like another resource for people to look at. And of course, on the same page, I have a link to the Green Halloween website, and now a link to the Green America website.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have that one too. But you know, it's funny because we were kind of like thinking along the same line. Oh, anyway, what I was saying is like when we get in someone's bag with a treat that is like an organic treat, and then the kids actually like it, and the parents, when they're going through their bag and checking the candy, which parents always do, they're going to be going, oh, what's this? I never saw this before. This looks kind of interesting.
That's
and
right.
Then if they see their child actually like it, then maybe they might start to think, oh, well, maybe I could buy some other organic-type snacks for my child, and they actually would like it. Because a lot of people think that their kids won't like it.
Well, exactly, and I have seen your page, and I love it. It is a fabulous, fabulous resource, and I love that you have the visuals there laid out like that, which makes it easy for parents to identify the products when they see them in the stores. I approve of all of these, and it's just a really, really great resource and great list.
I'm going to add some more things to it, too. I actually built, like, a huge site with 20,000 items on it, all organic. So I went through, like you, kind of, you know, evaluating all these different products.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all still in my head. So I try to put all that down. But I just see this as an opportunity for us to be role models for
That's
other
right.
parents.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, your thought there is perfectly in line with the Green Halloween Initiative and us having a network of event partners all across the U.S. who we work with to swap out the junk and get real food out to kids at these public Halloween events that, of course, occur in every community across the U.S. So the same type of opportunity that we have as individuals when we're handing out things to trick-or-treaters on Halloween, where parents can see them get excited about it and taste it, and they can see the smiles on their kids' faces, and they might think, oh, I can give this to my child for snacks or for school parties or, you know, next Halloween I can hand this out myself. So that's what's happening across the U.S. with our partner events, is that instead of receiving candy, these kids are receiving some of these fabulous items that you have on here, like the wonderful, you know, products from Plum Kids and from Endangered Species Chocolate and from Larabar and, you know, all of these brands, Endangered Species, that have perfectly packaged products that we know kids love and that parents approve of.
Well, thank you very much. And, yeah, I have about 20 more brands that I want to put on there. I've been working like nonstop, but I did go to this great sustainability conference yesterday, and you know, just hearing what you're doing, I can't tell you how much that means to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, where you kind of go over here and you got this radio show going on, you're trying to reach out to people, and then you find like people like you that are doing things that are reaching million people at a time with what you created here. I mean, that is so fabulous, Corey. I am so excited to hear this, because it's another way of teaching each other and kind of going back to the way we used to do things.
I couldn't agree more. And what's really exciting about Green Halloween is that it is truly a grassroots initiative. I mean, there is no way that Green Halloween would be what it is today if it weren't for the passion and involvement and support of not just one group. So let's say, you know, not just teachers or not just the natural products industry, but full support from moms and dads and community leaders and Girl Scout troop leaders and children and these natural brands that we've worked with and these event leaders all over the country that are doing these huge events. I mean, it's just been so inspiring and rewarding to work with hundreds and hundreds of people every year that are passionate about this.
Well, we have to break, everybody, but please don't leave, because when we come back, Corey's actually going to be sharing with us some, like, money-saving tips on some of the other aspects of Halloween that you might not have ever even thought of, and they're... Besides treats, maybe you might want to think about offering some treasures. And she's got suggestions for that, too. So, everyone, please stay tuned.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
Hey, everybody. It's Deuce from Clark's Nutrition and Natural Foods Market. Have you ever noticed that the word change is found in the word challenge? We have, and that's why we have the highest trained and most understanding staff around. They will assist you in picking out the freshest produce, finding the perfect supplement, or figuring out which cereal has the most fiber. Whatever you need to turn your challenges into change. Clark's, changing the way you shop for health day by day.
Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome back. You're listening to Smart Health Talk, and we're talking about Green Halloween today. And if you've never heard of Green Halloween, you're probably not alone, because this is a concept that's been growing for about the past 5 years. And now it is like just taking off by leaps and bounds because you know what? It really comes down to, you know, parents want to take care of their kids. They want to protect them. They want to keep them safe. They want them to be healthy. And the thing is, the reason that we even have radio show is because we know that a lot of people out there just have not had the opportunity to learn some of the things that we talk about on Smart Health Talk, and maybe you already know, but other people just don't, and so they just go with the status quo and they don't question anything. But Green Halloween is trying to help people maybe think a little bit different, and Corey Colwell Lipson from greenhalloween.org, and that's .org, not .com, so when you go to look for it, or you could just type in Green Halloween, and there's like practically no other Green Halloween out there. you will find it really easy, and you'll find a wealth of information on their website. They have been collecting this stuff. Corey has with her mother has written books, and not just that. Corey has a background in, you know, what explain your background, Corey.
You mean my life as a psychotherapist? Is that what you mean, my background, or my background in addition to that? I wear many, many, many hats, but I'm a mom. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I focus on transition to parenthood. I've been a freelance writer. I've done many, many things, but all of my role in the green world, whether it's consulting with green health-leaning brands, or it's helping them sort of the psychology of marketing, or it's leading a national nonprofit revolution, you know, it all comes down to healthy kids and healthy planet. And that's what I love so much about Green Halloween, because it does it all in a really, really fun way.
And doesn't it feel good?
Mm-hmm.
The rewards that you get from it. I know I've like, you know, had opportunities to counsel people and change their diets, and in turn change their entire life, because they start to feel like living again.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we used to have a radio show, we being my mom and I, and when we started the show, every time with a guest, we would ask them how they got to where they are in their journey towards health or green. And because it was a green-leaning radio show, you know, all of our guests either were eco-entrepreneurs, or they were inventors of something that would help make life healthier and more sustainable, that type of thing. And it was so interesting, Elaine, to hear time and time and time again, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of guests all had essentially the same story. And they would come to Healthy and Green for one of two reasons. The first being the transition to parenthood. They were pregnant or becoming a parent themselves, or were trying to become pregnant. And the other is illness of themselves or someone very, very close to them. But we also heard that it often only took an awareness about one thing. So let's say I'm a pregnant mom, and all of a sudden I find out the real scary truth about what's in my cleaning supplies. And it's that one thing that ignites within that woman a desire to make that change and to learn more. And it just sets people off on a path that is pretty remarkable. And you never meet anyone who says, oh, I used to recycle. I used to do that. That's totally passe. I mean, once people are on that path, they seem to stay on it. And it's really, really exciting to see that growth and that momentum happening everywhere.
And now there's, like, so many more choices, especially when it comes to organic food or other alternatives to having to, you know, like we talked about earlier in the show when I was doing my thing talking, you know, that we now have choices like we never did before. And you know, people say that they can't afford that, but then you need to, like, incorporate other things into your life so that you're saving money in maybe other areas that you can then apply that money towards better quality food for your family. And that's what I love about your greenhalloween.org site, is that you have so many money-saving tips on there. Mm-hmm. people use the money saving tips, they'll have money to be able to buy like better quality treats to give out. And then you have you make it so that it's not Halloween isn't just about candy.
Mm-hmm.
The other fun things that you can get at Halloween besides candy. So why don't you explain some of those things?
Some of the money saving, like our top money saving tips.
Yeah, those were awesome.
Sure. So feel free to cut me off. I could go on and on. We have all the information available on greenhalloween.org, and as you can tell, I am quite passionate about this topic. But the money saving, how to save green while celebrating green at Halloween, is absolutely one of my favorite topics within this larger one, and that's because it's so easy to do, and it really shows people that going green really can save green. So on the goody topic, my favorite idea is that no matter what you are giving out, instead of giving out handfuls, which is now the norm, because everything is supersized, right? So even Halloween is supersized, give out just one. And giving out just one goody means that you are saving money, you're reducing waste, children are consuming less calories or taking home, you know, less little tchotchkes and that type of thing. And if you want to take that next step and to use the money that you're saving by not giving out handfuls, you can make a better choice. You can choose some ethically sourced chocolate. You can give away something that is whole, real food, something that is non-GMO project verified, that type of thing. But just taking the baby step of giving away one instead of handfuls is a great green step. Another idea is to swap your costumes. So we came up with the idea of National Costume Swap Day in 2010, and we launched it as a sister program to Green Halloween. And the idea came to me 6 weeks before launch. I was trying to think of a way that we could engage people in the Green Halloween conversation a little earlier on in the month. And I wanted to come up with a topic that wouldn't make moms want to stick their fingers in their throat hearing about Halloween too early in the month, and I realized that it was costumes that, you know, my kids start talking about what they want to wear for next Halloween the day after Halloween, November 1st. So we kicked off National Costume Swap Day, and this year's National Costume Swap Day actually already passed. It was on October 13th. However, if you go to costumeswapday.com, there are still many, many costume swaps happening all over the country through Halloween. So it's a lot of fun, you're reducing waste, and you're saving money. I mean, it's a win-win-win all around.
Well, I love that because I actually made some costumes for my kids. I love to sew.
Uh-huh.
And I made this really awesome king costume for my son, and it's still sitting up in the rafters. I don't know what to do with it. I think I was like thinking, oh, maybe I'll save it for my grandchild or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we call putting the meaning in the greening. So if you save that until your grandchild decided to wear, I mean, what more of a meaningful costume would that be? My mom used to make the most incredible costumes for us, and she did save a lot of things for us, but no costumes, and I wish she had.
Yeah, it was a really cool costume. I even worked on one for my daughter, a Renaissance one, where I spent like over $100 just on the material.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of other parents out there that, you know, maybe that, you know, getting a new costume because maybe their finances or something like that, you know, they don't really have the money. And some costumes can be more expensive than others. You know, they have the cheapy kind. But even I know that my girlfriend used to rent a costume shop. You know, it can be like $100, you know, to rent one costume.
Yep, that's right. And it sounds like the dress like that you made for your daughter because you made it and because it's high quality fabric. I mean, if girls are wearing it one night a year, how many times do you think that thing could be worn? I mean, it could be swapped and exchanged for, you know, forever. So it's that would be pretty cool to imagine this costume that you put your love into when you're making it for your daughter could live on with other girls who are enjoying it every Halloween.
That is really a great idea. So is there any other money-saving tips that you want to have before we have to cut to break?
Well, a quick one is using LED decorative lights. And many people are now familiar with light-emitting diodes. They are up to 90% more energy efficient than traditional Halloween lights. But they're safer because they are actually cool to the touch. They don't burn hot. So little hands that grab them or them being, you know, up against your house or a tree is unlikely to catch fire.
I love that tip because you're absolutely right. I don't think people realize how much less energy that those LED lights use compared to conventional. And, you know, you're right. You know, all it takes is one touch and, you know, a small child could get burnt really bad with some of those lights. So those are really great tips. And we're going to continue this conversation because, believe me, Corey has lots more things that she's going to be able to share with us. So everyone, please stay tuned. We'll be back.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other, nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Hey everybody, it's Deuce from Clark's Nutrition and Natural Foods Market. Have you ever noticed that the word change is found in the word challenge? We have, and that's why we have the highest trained and most understanding staff around. They will assist you in picking out the freshest produce, finding the perfect supplement, or figuring out which cereal has the most fiber. Whatever you need to turn your challenges into change. Clark's, changing the way you shop for health day by day.
Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Smart Health Talk, and we're celebrating Green Halloween today. And we have as our guest today, Corey Caldwell Lipson, and excuse me, did I say that right? Yeah, Lipson. Mm-hmm. And she is also the author of Celebrate Green. And just try to remember that. Celebrate Green, because in that book that she wrote are all kinds of eco-friendly suggestions for not just Halloween, but all the different holidays. And with, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's right around the corner, you may be thinking about having a celebration at your house, throwing a party, and you wanted to maybe have a little bit of an eco twist on it this year that make that effort. And so that would be a really great book for you to get to have a good reference, because this woman knows her stuff. She has worked with large groups, and really what she has in the book are things that have actually been tested out. Isn't that right, Corey? I mean, these are things that you know work.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And all of our ideas, for the most part, are easy, practical, affordable, fun. I mean, this is really meant to be a guide for families to get rid of the stress while taking baby steps towards a healthier, more sustainable, you know, holidays and traditions and that sort of thing. But everything is, and my mom doesn't do anything if she's not having fun. If it's not fun for her, it's just absolutely going to go right out the window. So you can guarantee in this book that everything is going to put people over things and that the traditions are really going to come alive in the family.
Well, I don't know if everyone else out there is like super creative mind or not, but sometimes, you know, ideas don't come really easy.
Mm-hmm.
There's some of us.
Well, yeah, that's why we wrote the book, is because people would say, you know, for you, I mean, we joke, don't stand too close to my mom or she'll decoupage you. You know, she sees the world as her palette, and whether it's a piece of trash that's going to be thrown out or it's, you know, an actual blank canvas, she can make something cool out of absolutely anything. I am not that way. And so I would read a book like this because I'm thinking I want to have you know, some fabulous Halloween decor, and I want it to be green, and I want it to be healthy for my kids, but I don't know what the heck to do. So, you know, what comes easy for one doesn't come easy for next, and that's why we have a book like this.
Okay, and remember, everyone, that's called Celebrate Green, and actually the whole name is Creating Eco-Savvy Holiday Celebrations and Traditions for the Whole Family. Now, before we cut to break, before we were talking about the great costume swap, and that what's the website for the costume swap again?
It's costumeswapday.com.
Okay. All right, so everyone, if you're still trying to figure out what you're going to do and you have a costume that's too small for your child because they did grow over the past year, but it was a really cool costume last year, maybe you could swap the costume with somebody else and it won't even cost you a penny. How cool is that? Then you'd have enough money left over that you could go and buy some of our great organic treat suggestions on either the greenhalloween.org website or our smarthealthtalk.com website. Now, there, besides treats, I love on your website that you have some suggestions for some treasures that you can offer kids. So what would be like a treasure that you could give kids instead of candy?
Well, it's interesting. When we made this list, we were thinking of doing laundry. And I'll explain why. When any mom or dad does laundry, they know they have to empty out their kids' pockets. And why is that? Because children stuff their pockets full of little treasures. And if you wash the little treasures, then disaster can happen. Either they're going to get washed down the drain, or they're going to get ruined, or they're going to get lost, or they're going to mess up your washing machine. So we all empty out our kids' pockets, and we look to, you know, what is it that they think are treasures? And they're little things like a feather or an acorn or a quarter or a glass bead or a polished rock or a seashell. These are things that kids for eons have told us, hey, I think these are pretty cool. So we decided that with the epidemic rise in obesity, diabetes, and on the diabetes note, I would like to give the visual of the fact that one of every three trick-or-treaters that knocks at your door is expected to get diabetes in his or her lifetime. One of every three. So giving out conventional candy that's filled with a bunch of junk and isn't real food that's not good for anyone is especially poisonous to these children who are so vulnerable. So treasures, which are the non-food items, are perfect for everyone. Because they're not consumed, so they're not additional calories and junk and that type of thing. And they can be kept and enjoyed for quite a long time. So those types of things that we mentioned are on our website. The list is a mile long, so there's many, many, many more things. And what's interesting, Elaine, is that we've actually tested these with hundreds of thousands of children all over the U.S. At events that we have done since 2007. We've hot glued all the treats and treasures, or a selection of treats and treasures from our list on greenhalloween.org. And we've asked children, what would you think if people started putting these types of things in your pumpkin instead of regular candy? And we were not expecting this in the least. I mean, we thought that some children, even the majority of children, would say, wait a minute, what's going on here? But can you believe that not one single child of any age, from 2 to teen, has ever said that they would rather have conventional candy when they see this list? Not one single child.
That's so unbelievable.
I know. Blew us away, too.
You got thinking. I remember, like, someone putting, like, quarters in my trick-or-treat bag when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And to get money. Oh, we loved getting money.
Yeah, it's so cool. I mean, the thing is, like, if you think of a treasure box, what makes a treasure box cool is it having a whole bunch of different treasures. So if you were to go to our list and, let's say, you know, pick out 5 or 10 different things, from feathers to seashells to shiny polished gemstones, and then to, you know, put in some selections of Glee gum and Surf Sweets and other, you know, honest, you know, tea pouches, whatever, just make a selection of a variety of really cool things that make our list. And you tell those children when they come to your door, you have come to the right place. You may choose just one special treasure. I mean, their eyes light up. They get so excited. They don't know what to pick. They finally make their selection. They turn around, Mommy, look what I picked. And it just becomes, again, a more meaningful experience for them rather than them coming to your door and you dumping a handful that they're not going to appreciate anyway. I mean, we have seen, again, thousands of times now that when you take this approach, children actually appreciate it more. They get more excited. We've tried this over and over to watch children's reaction and to see what will happen. And I believe that it actually teaches gratitude and moderation. And it shows adults that really, really, one really is enough for children.
Well, you are incredible, Corey, and your message today, I can't tell you how fantastic it is. There's not people that I've heard speak on parenting advice and treat, you know, candy and all that has done a better job than you today. you really did a great job, and I want to tell everyone that a lot of the things that we have on our list of treats, the different candy options, our sponsor, Clark's Nutrition, they carry these things. So if you can't find it at Clark's Nutrition, we'll be putting like some other ways for you to find these different things. But please think about not only for your candy, but for all of your other food needs. And I just wanted to give you, Corey, a chance to, if you had some other advice. Oh, we only have 10 seconds, so I guess say goodbye and go to our website. We're going to have all the links there, everyone, and try to have a green Halloween. And thank you, Corey, for coming to the show today.
This is NBC News Radio.
Hi, my name is Don Sazi. If you enjoy the Smart Health Talk theme music, visit my website, www.donsazi.com, to hear the complete song, as well as other great music.